This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, October 16th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll revisit a northern Illinois corn farmer to see how his crops have fared in this year where corn is a more lucrative crop. Also, take a look at our forecast from AM 580 meteorologist Ed Keezer. First, a look at today's news. Champaign school officials say they're already making adjustments to classroom learning to improve test scores following mixed results in the latest school district report card. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The good news, all Unit 4 middle schools and most grade schools made adequate yearly progress in this year's district report card. But test scores from some minority and low-income student categories kept both Unit 4 high schools, plus Robeson Elementary School, from meeting the state standard. Assistant Superintendent for Achievement Michael McFarland says they'll be tweaking student curriculum this year to make sure they cover more topics included in the PSAE, the Prairie State Achievement Exam, including its Work Keys Job Assessment Test.
Those concepts are sometimes, for certain subjects, are a little bit different than what the actual curriculum is measuring. So we're trying to make sure that we have built in our curriculum information and time and attention so that we can spend on work keys type questions on curriculum that's measured on the PSAE that may not necessarily be a part of our curriculum.
The Unit 4 district as a whole also failed to make adequate yearly progress status this year. Deputy Superintendent Dorlan Norris says state standards get tougher with each year, making it harder for districts with what she calls diverse student bodies to make AYP. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
A man accused of heading a sex ring involving underage girls at his Urbana home now faces a 50-year prison sentence. John Haywood received time for child pornography and a felony firearms conviction. Another 30-year sentence for being an armed habitual criminal will be served at the same time under Judge Tom DeFonis' sentence. Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reitz says the 46-year-old Haywood still faces charges of juvenile pimping, criminal sexual assault, and aggravated criminal sexual abuse. But Reitz says she hasn't decided whether to pursue those charges now that Haywood has been sentenced. She says the alleged victims will help her decide.
That's going to be substantial because, you know, the issue really is how much do we put these young ladies through. I don't want to put them through it if I don't have to.
Haywood fired his attorney after a jury handed down his conviction in June. He represented himself at yesterday's sentencing. Reitz says videotapes seized by police when Haywood was arrested late last year show him beating five girls and two adult women. Yesterday was the first day of mandatory water restrictions in Decatur. Curbs on lawn watering, car washing, and other uses were announced last week in response to falling levels at Lake Decatur, the town's reservoir. City officials say water levels at the lake fell almost an inch over the past weekend to more than 32 inches below normal lake levels. Illinois will make space for bicyclists and pedestrians on state-funded roadways. Amanda Vinicky has that story.
A new law requires any road projects paid for with state money to take bicyclists and pedestrians into consideration. It also mandates bike lanes and walkways whenever a new state-funded street's constructed within a mile of an urban area. Margo O'Hara with the Chicagoland Bicycle Federation says the idea gained traction after a tragic incident about 7 years ago.
A young boy was killed in Cary, Illinois, trying to get over the Fox River on his bike. And that kind of, you know, there's much more public outcry demanding that pedestrians and bicyclists be protected on the roads and have the same accessibility as cars.
O'Hara says in addition to making it safer to bike or walk, the law will save taxpayers money. She says it costs less to do it right the first time rather than retrofitting roads with crosswalks, curb cuts, and sidewalks. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
An English professor at the University of Illinois says Vernon Bellecourt had longed for not only Chief Illiniwek's retirement, but to return to the U of I for calmer times. AM 580's Jeff Bossert has more.
Bellecourt, a longtime leader of the American Indian Movement, died Saturday from pneumonia complications. He was 75. Adjunct English professor Carol Spindell interviewed him for her book Dancing at Halftime. She says Champaign-Urbana became a difficult place for Bellecourt to visit, telling her many simply wouldn't listen to a Native American point of view. But Spindell says she didn't speak with him after February 16th, the day U of I trustees opted to retire the controversial symbol.
He often wanted to come back here to Champaign-Urbana after the chief was retired and have some sort of ceremony and end all this on a more positive note. And I heard him mention that several times. And I am sorry that didn't get to happen. That would have been a wonderful day, and I would have loved to have seen Vernon here at a much more celebratory event.
Spindell says Bellecourt devoted his life to speaking out for Native American heritage and had close ties with a lot of students and faculty at the U of I with similar ties. Bellecourt also spoke out against high school and professional sports teams with American Indian nicknames. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
University of Illinois trustees are poised to give head football coach Ron Zook a $250,000 raise. Tomorrow, the board meets to consider extending Zook's contract for another 3 years to the beginning of 2013 and boosting the pay he gets for public relations, promotional activities, and broadcast appearances. Zook would also get a $200,000 bonus for the Illini's first bowl game under his leadership. The money would come from operating revenue from the athletic department and not state funds. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Corn is king in Illinois' farm economy, but it has a demanding reputation. For decades, farmers went bust growing corn or they relied on subsidies. 2007's corn season was supposed to be different. The ethanol industry's churning through corn supplies, and that's hiked corn prices. Earlier this year, Illinois Public Radio's Sean Ali reported how a farmer and an equipment dealer anticipated a corn windfall this year. Sean returns to see if it materialized for them.
Kane County farmer Chris Gould cleared a seat for me on his corn combine. It's as tall as a house. Soon the machine's finger-like prongs will rip through perfect rows of gold corn stalks. That is, when Gould's done fiddling with the onboard computer.
Get jammed with GPS. It's getting jammed.
Gould says he loves harvest time. It's when the checks come in. That's after hard work and risky investments in seed, fertilizer, and fuel. 2007 was supposed to be easy for Gould and other farmers. The ethanol boom made corn prices soar, and Illinois farmers planted record acres.
Since we talked last winter, prices came down a lot. They went back up again, and since have been moderate, kind of trading sideways. I still believe it was the right decision to plant a lot of corn this year. We got superb yields, superb prices. That rarely happens at the same time.
He's right. Economists say farmers are poised to make more money off corn than they have since the 1970s. Gould says it's not clear whether the corn boom will get a sequel in 2008. Here's why. Fertilizer companies are charging more now. Seed is getting expensive. And Gould says he pays more to rent fields.
If I owned a farm, I would be looking to maximize my returns as well. It's only fair.
Fair or not, farming is a boom and bust business. The idea is to weather bad times by making the most of the good times, like now. Gould says he and his wife knew that when they chose to farm.
Thought we'd give it a shot. And today, it's looking like a pretty good gamble.
There might be a year when Chris Gould won't make that gamble, but he says 2008 won't be it. Corn had celebrity status in the farm economy this year, but corn growers weren't the only ones enthralled.
Line one.
I'd been to the Duquesne Farm Equipment Store in March before there was any corn in the ground. Back then, owner Russ Rue was confident this would be a banner season.
When I last visited you, you had this very expensive machinery out there, this tractor. I see it's gone. Someone bought it?
No. We have rented it out with hopes of selling it before the end of the year. But as far as total ag sales, we're a little bit down from last year at this time.
But it's too early to tell for sure. Some farmers won't finish harvest till December.
They've got to get their grain in the bins and see where their receipts are, and hopefully they'll be making some machinery moves.
Rue's bind is a head-scratcher. Equipment makers have good sales right now, but Rue is treading water. Selling equipment is hard these days because there are fewer farmers nearby.
The remaining people that are still farming are farming a lot of acres, some up to, in our area, 13 to 15,000 acres. If you don't have those big guys as a customer, you don't have anybody.
Ruth says even with an ethanol boom, farmers want equipment fixed, not replaced. But he says there is a bright side. Suburbs are growing closer. If the ethanol and corn boom fizzles, Ruth can sell landscaping gear for all those new lawns. I'm Sean Alvey.
Mild and at times wet weather is in the forecast for the two-state area for the next couple of days. Our forecast for today in Illinois, mostly cloudy with patches of drizzle and fog early, then a mix of clouds and hazy sunshine. In Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs will range from 64 in far northwest Illinois to 80 in the far south. For tonight, in eastern and southern Indiana, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, but elsewhere, clear to partly cloudy, and some patchy fog may form overnight. Lows will range from 47 in far northwest Illinois to 57 in the far south. For tomorrow, in west central and southern Illinois and in southwest Indiana, cloudy with rain and thunderstorms arriving in the afternoon, but elsewhere, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Highs ranging from 70 in northwest Illinois to 78 in southern Indiana. Looking ahead from there, Thursday in Champaign-Urbana will see a cloudy day, windy and mild, with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Some of them could be severe. And Thursday's high reaching 78 degrees before we turn cooler from Friday on. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, October 16th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.